Hi, my name's Scott Abramson, and you've reached my podcast. Moved to the weekly podcast about a month and a half ago, so this is my sixth or seventh podcast in my weekly series. You can hear the office fan in the background making its creaking noise. Might be time to replace the fan. One of the things that I like about the fan, and the reason that I haven't replaced it yet, is it does have that noise, and that noise actually helps me when I try to do, when I begin meditating. So one of the things that I've done is kept the fan, because it does actually keep my monkey brain in line, as it were. One of the things that I like to do is kind of split up my creativity, as it were. Some of my creativity is focused on writing poetry. I do try to publish one or two poems a month. I use the nom de plume of Sandler Boggs, youngest brother of Phineas Boggs. Phineas Boggs, of course, famous because he went around the world in 80 days, according to Jules Verne. Sandler Boggs' younger brother crashed somewhere inside of the state line of Indiana and never made it out of Indiana. Sandler Boggs is my nom de plume. I got the nom de plume idea from my father, who used to post articles under the nom de plume Nels Christensen. Whenever my dad wanted to publish a scathing article in the Hoosier Science Teacher years ago, a magazine that he used to write for frequently, he would use the nom de plume Nels Christensen. Nels Christensen was one of my favorite writers. Absolutely loved everything Nels ever produced. Sometimes my dad was a little bit more pedantic with the science methods of what he was doing, but Nels always came up with just an odd twist of fate, an odd twist of data and information. So, anyway, talking a little bit about some of my newest Zen posts. I've been looking at and thinking about some of the Zen stories that I was told many years ago, kind of modifying them, bringing them forward. My latest one actually comes from something my grandfather used to say to me, which is, leave no stone unturned. And that came from his trying to teach me to be consistently seeking answers across the board, to not be satisfied with the first answer, but to make sure I checked, verified, validated, and looked for more than one answer, as it were. So he and I would often discuss, kind of what was out there, what was I thinking about, what was big. In my estimation, it's where I kind of got this idea of doing a futurist column was from the conversations I had with my grandfather years ago. Grandpa was always trying to convince me to think about more than just the impact of right now today. So out of that, I started doing the Zen stories, which are, again, retellings of stories I heard in my childhood when we lived in Thailand. Spending time around a lot of Buddhists teaches you to learn the value of patience from the Buddhist perspective. Patience being how Buddhists perceive the world, but also how Buddhists interact with a lot of different problem areas that most of us have to consider, and then probably at some point or another ultimately reject as we go forward. This one was one that my grandfather taught me, and it's called Leave No Stone Unturned. So I got a couple links in the podcast, so if you look at the podcast information, you'll notice there's a couple of links. One of them is to the Zen story, Leave No Stone Unturned. It is very important sometimes to consider the fact that we don't always know everything in the world around us, and it's important to take a moment to think. To evaluate the information that we're getting. Anyway, my name is Scott Abramson. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast.